This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarms WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. The Federal Communications Commission's website, FCC.gov, went dark on October 1st as the federal government shut down in a congressional feud over the budget and the Republicans' attempt to defund the Affordable Health Care Act. The American Radio Relay League reports that the FCC has stopped processing new renewal or vanity call sign applications for ham radio operators at this time, though it is still possible to reserve a one-by-one special event call sign that is not an FCC function. Radio amateurs whose license expire between October 1st and the day after normal FCC operations resume may continue to operate until then, even if they have not yet filed a renewal application. At Radiosurvivor.com, Matthew Lazar says that he's seen comments on radio station Facebook pages implying that during the government shutdown, the FCC's indecency rules will not be enforced. His report says that the FCC will investigate complaints filed during this time when the government resumes operation. David Oxenford at the Broadcast Law blog says that just before the government shut down on September 30th, the FCC denied reconsideration of the last phase of the digital television transition, requiring that all low-power television stations and television translators cease analog operations and begin digitally operating by September 1st, 2015. Per the FCC's rules, the low-power FM application window, October 15th through 29th, is so far unaffected, but if the government shutdown continues through October 15th, the application window will shift dates and begin a day after the government resumes operation. Matthew Lazar at Radiosurvivor.com reports that the United Kingdom is also going through its version of low-power FM right now, the Community Radio Fund. The first round of applications went in July, and the second round begins October 9th and will close on November 6th. You can see Radiosurvivor.com, Broadcast Law blog.com, and the American Radio Relay League's website at arrl.org for more information on all these stories.